So do you guys remember the bit that was done? I want to say it was the early 2000s, and it was Captain Doodoo.
How could you forget?
How could anyone forget Captain Doodoo?
So Danny and I, we started laughing. I think it was a week where Danny was sick, had like a stomach flu thing going on, and somehow we attached the name Captain Doodoo to him. All right?
A brilliant name.
And then someone made a t-shirt, and it was like Danny in like a superhero outfit with a toilet paper roll on his head.
I could still see it.
And it was so incredibly funny, and it was so perfect. And then we decided to do a bit, you know, a campy, Batman-y superhero bit that involved Captain Doodoo. And so we had these cheap voices, you know, and didn't think much about it. But if you've never heard it before, this is how anytime, basically the gist of it was, was that Captain Doodoo, anytime someone said the word doodoo, he would fly in. Like, that was his cue.
Okay.
That someone on the planet needed help.
Yes.
So here is a him with a little girl, and we'll get to where I'm going with this after you hear this.
Meanwhile, across town, another serious incident is brewing, and the day is not yet over for Captain Doodoo.
Someone, please help me. Please help me.
Okay. What's wrong, little girl?
It's my doo-doo. It's stuck in the tree.
Can I hear someone say doo-doo? For I am Captain Doodoo.
Captain Doodoo, help me. My doo-doo is stuck in the tree.
No problem, little girl. I'll fly around the world at the speed of sound, several hundred times, reversing the polarity of the Earth, thereby moving us back in time to the point where you still had your doo-doo.
Well, why don't you just fly up there and get it?
Good idea!
If you're constipated and you need to poo, you can count on Captain Doodoo.
So it kind of goes from there.
Great song, great premise. The familiar character voices reappear.
I love how disgusted the muses are listening back to that. Okay.
Amazing.
So anyway, you get the idea of those two voices, especially Captain Doodoo and the little girl. I mean, it's a little girl voice that's just stock in my whatever limited quiver that I have. And it's Danny doing a Captain Doodoo. So Danny is watching Sesame Street earlier this week with his son. So his kiddo's, you know, just over 1 year old, and he's loves Sesame Street. And so they're watching it. And Danny sent me this clip, and he was like, remind you of anything? And so this is from probably the 80s or so. And it's about this girl who is going to get a haircut, but she's scared that it's going to look different or weird or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's the interaction with her and whatever the king of this world. It's a little Sesame Street cartoon.
Okay.
And he was like, does this sound like anything?
Except for little Liddy LaRue.
Little girl, why doesn't your hair look the same as mine?
I'm sorry, Your Majesty, but no matter what I do, my hair won't go that way. It's just different. Besides, I like it this way. I really like it.
But this is the kingdom where everybody's hair looks the same. I'm Captain Doodoo.
So Danny's recording it.
So that's not you and Danny on the hair commercial.
Is that not bizarro? He's like, he goes, I was walking through the room, my kid's like just got this, you know, he's just all into the show. And he's like, is he watching Captain Doodoo?
Boy, what a left turn that would have been.
I know.
That's awesome.
So it's art imitating life, imitating art.
Imitating doo-doo.
Imitating
maybe doo-doo. That was the inception-like idea that inspired it all. Maybe one of you were watching Sesame Street. Mm-hmm.
Dude, it wouldn't surprise me at all if somehow that was stuck way back in our recesses. Okay. So at some point this week, or maybe over the weekend, Saroy went on Twitch and hosted something on Twitch. And I don't really, I've never been on there. I'm going to sound like an idiot even telling this story, and maybe you guys can assist me. But there's some girl that he pawned the Twitch stream off to that's like Canadian or something like that.
Does anybody know how this works?
So when you're doing your stream and you have people in your room watching you, when you leave,
you can send your followers, people watching you, to
another
any other room.
Okay. Okay. So
this is what happened here.
How confusing.
So Saroy sent...
So you send your entire audience to someone else's audience.
Yes.
And now they're almost like you changed the channel on a television. They are swept away into something randomly different.
And they'll like it because, oh my gosh, I've got 200 more people in
Somebody
here.
Just sent me 200 people.
Okay. And so randomly, Saroy sent his people to this girl from Canada, who I don't know if he's interacted with her before or not, but it ended up there. Who knows?
Just picked a girl, like, oh, okay, she's got boobs.
Yeah, here you go.
Here you go.
And so... She's keeping up with these people that are now in her room are asking of her. And you'll get the gist very quickly of where this is headed because
what radio station they might listen to.
Here's this poor girl from Canada who gets all these people, and here are all the questions that they have that she starts to read.
Hello, welcome to the stream. Do you like your gig?
Do you like this gig?
What I do for a living? Yes, I do. That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
Do I like my job? Yes, I do. I love my job. You ever seen a guy with a fake head?
You ever see a guy with a fake head?
No. I'd be curious, though. What's going on with the phones?
What's going on with the phones?
Everybody wants to buy a new car, but nobody wants to buy one.
Everybody wants to buy a new car, but nobody wants to buy one.
That's literally my life. You know, Pizza Hut is to Appetite as Jack Nicklaus is to golf.
Pizza Hut Nicklaus is to Appetite what Jack Nicklaus is to golf.
Okay. Everywhere is somewhere else, and you get there in a car.
Everything in life is somewhere else, and you get there in a car.
Yeah, you don't need a new car. You don't need a nice car to do that. The anus is on you. Control the ADHD.
The anus?
What? When Mozart sits down to bake, he just bakes.
When Mozart sits down to paint.
To bake.
He just paints.
Really? Corby doo-dooed at the Masters.
By the way, Corby doo-dooed at the Masters.
Are you coming to Summer Bash? Where is that? Probably not. Do you know Mino? No, I do not.
Mino?
Do you still ski on the weekends?
Still ski on the weekend.
What a waste of time.
How big is your side yard? Is May 9th of Friday the 13th?
The film Friday the 13th debuted, hit the American screens on May the 9th, 1980. That had to have been a Friday the 13th, right?
I doubt it if it's May 9th.
She
great
got
team,
it.
Tatum, tune us in, turn it up, and keep it on. Good luck with your bottom.
Good luck, Jennifer, with your bottom.
With my bottom? What? Do you think everything is going on out there more than we think it is?
I think everything is going on a lot more than we think it is out there.
What? Did you hear the story about the gay caveman?
You guys hear about the gay caveman?
No. There's no sales tax on jeans in New Jersey.
There is no sales tax on boots in New Jersey.
You're much prettier than Lady Junes. Who's Lady Junes? Let's carry this over. I want to talk about this.
Man, carry this over, because I want to talk about it.
What are we talking about? Well, it's being good, hon. Good luck with your bottom, Tatum. What the hell are you guys talking about when you guys leave and say good luck with your bottom? What the f*** does that mean? Do you have a meatball tree? I f***ing wish. Imagine being going out into your backyard and just picking freshly warm meatballs off your tree. Have you ever heard a man trying to have a period? Trying to have a period? No. I will beat your ass in tent setup. Oh, and we're legitimately camping now.
Dude, I will kick your ass in tent setup.
Did you hear Fat Joe left Atlantic?
Fat Joe left Atlantic?
Oh, no. That's unfortunate.
Attendance tonight. Her grandfather.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Is that not awesome?
How long is she going to just keep reading gibberish?
That's
her content? Is that what she's offering?
I mean, people just get on there and they'll interact with whatever people are saying to
her. She was happy to have followers.
But she doesn't have any sort of hot takes herself. She's just going to read the screen. Even if the words are assembled in an order that make no sense whatsoever.
Well, but here's the thing, is most of these, like, just common, more common Twitchers, not the Soroys who have 300 or whatever, they have these, like, limited followers who, you know, they're reading everything that comes across because they can, whereas when Soroy does a Twitch, he can't even read everything off the chat.
Right.
Because it's going so fast. So she's just used to reading everything that comes across the chat.
How bizarre. Looks like we're really missing out on this Twitch, Corby.
You ever seen a guy with a fake head?
But that was pretty great.
No, I haven't.
She really wants a meatball tree.
I know.
What? Meatball tree? That sounds great.
The All second right. bottom got her, though.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like, what the?
What's going on?
Bottom.
Why are they wishing me good luck with my bottom?
Yeah, that pushed her to obscenities.